Chivak to the Dark Tower Came by Rob Sanders. It was called the Arc de Touchia, and was one of the many triumphal archways that decorated the avenues and terrace aisles of the Collegia Moon. Universitat scholars dated the Arc de Touchia as pre-imperial, but preservation diktats, almost as ancient, prevented further excavation of the crumbling brickwork. If they hadn't, scholars would have discovered something far, far older. In the emptiness of the boulevard, within the ancient span of the Arc de Touchia, an immaterial blaze erupted. He barely had time to assemble the tessellate matrix of reality required for interdimensional entry when a jet bike blasted from its nothingness. Like a wraith-boned talon tearing its way up the boulevard, the bike carried Inquisitor Bronislaw Shevek into existence. With his harlequin coat trailing a prismatic smear of shape and colour, Shevek leant this way and that, rocketing the jet bike through the monumental gateways, around statues and across the ceremonial gardens. About him, the Collegia, Université, and repositories of Savignon reached for peaceful purple skies. All were crafted from dark local stone, weaving through the columnar magnificence of temples and around stately street-sunken amphitheatres. Chebec found himself in a cultural gemstone of the segmentum crown. Despite being situated uncomfortably close to the Eye of Terror, many of the sector's most powerful families sent their sons and daughters to complete their education at Savignon. Chebec himself had attended the Collegia Moon. The Inquisitor slowed the jet bike to an idling glide before drifting to a gentle stop on an esplanade between the colossal archive and the mountainous librarium. Chevek stared about the esplanade. Something was wrong. Robed academics were absent from the streets, as well as the pamphleteers and podia speakers. The streets were deserted. Chevek dismounted, his hand drifting down to the armoured covers of the Atlas Infernal. The tome dangled from his shoulder on its strap. It would make a worthy addition to Savignon's ancient archives and collections. There was a light breeze, then creaking. Looking up, Chevek saw that the esplanade was lined with ornamental trees, and from those hung the bodies of the absent academics, their necks in improvised nooses. The Inquisitor strode across the street to get a better look at the courtyard below. He saw them now, on the bike, at speed. He had missed the bodies. They were everywhere. Some were hanging from arches and balconies. Others sat in the gutter, their wrists slashed and bodies drained of blood. Some had simply leapt from the heights of belfries and reliquary spires, ending their lives on the splattered esplanades below. Even non-academics like guardsmen and adeptus arbites, the representatives of law and order on Savignon, had eaten the barrels of their pistols and blown their brains out across the dark stone. Something terrible had happened here. Chevek found himself hoping that it was just restricted to the capital district. He knew he was wrong. The bells of the academy quads weren't ringing, and the airships that usually cruised the skies above the scholar steeples, vox-hailing lectures and compositions, were gone. His eyes travelled up and out of the quiet carnage, away from the mass suicide, the brown pools of blood and the swinging cadavers. Above the grim skyline of collegiate silence and self-slaughter, Chevek found the reason he had come to Savignon. Looming over the scholasticscape was the citadel reclusium of the Universitat Imperialis, referred to the planet over as the Dark Tower. Indeed, it was constructed from the same stone as everything else on Savignon, but that wasn't why it was called the Dark Tower. It housed items deemed by the Arch-Chancellor as forbidden and censored for study, and even warranted its own Imperial Guard garrison. While all other archives on the planet were devoted to enlightenment, the tomes and exhibits stored in the Citadel Reclusium were restricted. This hadn't stopped Bronislaw Shevek as a student. It didn't stop him now. Streaming through the deserted district, Shevek rode up to the imposing form of the Universitat Imperialis, leaving the jetbike hovering amongst the statues on the ordinarily swarming plaza. Shevek stood before the ceremonial portcullis gates. They were open, with the Dark Tower reaching into the purple skies above him. The Inquisitor stepped inside. Like the Universitae Imperialis, the Dark Tower had not been furnished with elevators. Study was not restricted to the dorm or the librarium. Scholars and students were encouraged to resist the sedentary lifestyle of the academic by walking and talking. Stairs were the order of the day, thousands and thousands of them. Even as a student, Shevek had looked upon the tower spiralling staircases with less fondness than the archives to which they led. The Inquisitor had travelled light years to reach the Collegia Moon, however, and wasn't going to let several hundred flights of building-spanning steps stop him. The staircase had its own story. Like the district below, the Universitae had suffered the same life-taking calamity. Clerks, acolytes, pedagogues, auto-savants, linguisticians, and sisters of the Ordo Deogolus all had killed themselves. Some hung from the balustrades by their robes, others had splashed the marble stairways with their precious blood. As step after exhausting step took him up through the security gates of the Citadel Reclusium and into the Dark Tower, the story changed. The slaughter changed in nature. Bolt holes riddled the walls. The marble baluster had been smashed. Bodies littered the steps. Archivists, the Arch-Chancellor's tower proctors, the guardsmen in ceremonial robes. All had either been blasted to ragged flesh by bolt rounds, or smashed into the unforgiving marble and staircase walls. Shevek had seen this kind of slaughter many times before. This was the work of Azek Araman's rubric marines, living suits of ancient plate, enslaving the tortured souls of Emperor's angels, long turned from his light and wisdom. As unstoppable as living statues and sculptures, Araman's rubricae had entered the Dark Tower and blasted their way through to the maximum security exhibits and sections of forbidden lore. The Inquisitor knew exactly where the path of destruction led, and he sprinted the remaining floors. It was the reason the Inquisitor himself had returned to Savignor. As a student sneaking into the Citadel Reclusium, he had seen something he did not understand. A crystal statue of some Xenos abomination, as ancient as it was heretical. It had been labelled as representing one of the elder races of the galaxy, a civilization said to have bloomed before the dominion of the Imperium and humanity's crusade to the stars. Only now, with the benefit of knowledge earned in the Black Library, had he come to realize that the censured exhibit had been mislabeled. It didn't represent a member of the Elder Races. It was one of them. In the Black Library, he had been shown a sacred chamber right at the core of the craft world, a biodome housing a forest of wraithbone trees, a place of spiritual calm and serenity. It was here that the spirits of deceased Eldar were transferred from precious spirit stones to the craft world infinity circuit. It was here that the spirit seers of the Eldar race came to commune with the dead, and farseers made their most ambitious divinations. Shevek discovered that it was also where the most ancient farseers of the craft world came to become one with the infinity circuit, standing, remaining, taking roots amongst the trees. He came to know this sanctum as the Dome of the Crystal Seers. He knew what he had witnessed in the Dark Tower had been a crystal seer, an alien and ancient farseer that had long transmuted into psychically sensitive crystal. As he arrived in the breached exhibit chamber, he knew he was too late. Bodies littered the floor, both guards and researchers who had devoted their lives to securing and studying the exhibit in secret. That and stopped Azek Araman. The Inquisitor looked down at the shattered crystal. Shards and slivers twinkled in the gloom. The smashed seer decorated the chamber. The jagged base sat like a once glorious remnant, while chunks of crystal glowed with dull radiance. Everything else was dusted with splinters. Upon entering the bolt-ravaged chamber, Shevek came to understand his doom and much more beyond. Bathed in the psychic aftershock that still afflicted the chamber, he witnessed a mind-splitting vision of his nemesis, Azek Araman, warrior, sorcerer, aspirant, the Emperor's fallen angel, ascending to ruinous godhood. How and when, he could not know, The Inquisitor fell to his knees amongst the crystal wreckage. His darkest fears for the future had been revealed in the presence of the decimated seer. Azar Karaman had destroyed the crystal seer to drink deep of its secrets and witness the galactic horror to come. At the moment of destruction, however, a psychic shockwave had rippled across the surface of Savignor. Like a beacon of fate, the Dark Tower had revealed to each and every Imperial citizen on the Collegia Moon the secrets of their personal doom. It had been too much for their all-too-ordinary minds, leaving them with only their lives to take. He willed himself to his feet. He felt the weight of the galaxy on his shoulders. It was a burden he had grown accustomed to, but that made it no easier to bear. He stumbled and reached for the wall, overwhelmed and unsteady. Retreating from the psychic potency of the crystal fragments, the Inquisitor made once more for the stairs. Araman had beat him to the Dark Tower and had learned something of his fate. Shebek could only hope that what they had both witnessed was one future of many, rather than a singular doom to come. He vowed to stop the sorcerer either way. Thanks for watching, everybody. Just a little short one today. If you're not aware of the Atlas Infernal novel, and I don't know if I'm saying Shebek correctly, I apologise. It's not English, is it? So I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But yeah, hopefully it's reasonable anyway and not annoying. But yeah, if you're interested in that, I'll put a link in the description. Go and check out the Atlas Infernal novel. It was a very interesting novel, and I think it was only one of them. And this short story. But I do recommend it. You know, there's some slightly better written novels, I would say, but this is covering some really interesting stuff about the Black Library and the Eldar and Farseers and the Webway. And Araman's basically chasing this Inquisitor because he's got like this super powerful map. That's not much of a spoiler, but that gives you the gist of it. And it's linked to the Heresy quite well, particularly the war in the Webway. It's an interesting book, and he's an interesting character, and he runs around in a Harlequin coat. So, yeah, it's good. It's worth it. I'd definitely pick it up. Anyway, I'll be back again with a slightly longer one. This was a short one, but slightly longer short stories and stuff, and some lore videos and things. All stuff is coming. So, yeah, I just hope you enjoyed this quick one. I really enjoyed this novel, and this short story I thought is an appropriate entry point for it, I think. And thanks to everybody supporting the channel. You can see your names here. Remember to like the video, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. I'll see you again soon. Thanks very much, lads. Bye-bye.